Kevin, that was a pretty clinical performance. A lot easier than you expected, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think, I suppose, it was set up by the bowlers and Craig Young especially. You know, I think he's had a great year or so in the Irish team. He came in, burst onto the scene last year in the four-day game against Scotland in Clontarf and got, I think, 5 wickets in the match. Had a good learning curve in the Caribbean and then backed it up this season. He's been performing well for the Knights and, you know, obviously the week against Sri Lanka A, he got wickets regularly. So it's always nice to see young guys come on the scene and take wickets at regular intervals.
Yeah, it's a bit of competition there now amongst obviously the great prize, the World Cup. I mean, the players are really striving for it. You can see that in their performances.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think, you know, it's always good having that competition. It makes it healthy. You know, guys are willing to go that extra mile, whether it be in the fitness or the actual skills training. You know, guys want to be noticed and be seen to be doing extra work. So that creates a good atmosphere in the team. You know, and you can only improve as players. So it's great that so many young guys today stepped up. You know, Andy McBrien being a leading spinner in this game in the absence of George. You know, I think he bowled fantastically well. And then Stewie Thompson there. And batted beautifully.
Yeah, and you got a few runs yourself, a half century and 2,000 runs, another milestone for you.
Yeah, I suppose it's nice from that point of view, and you know, I didn't really know how many I was on in total, but it's nice to get past that milestone, and for my own personal pride, I suppose. But it's just even more pleasing to get the victory, and the way we did it, it was quite clinical in the end with 13 or 14 overs to go. You know, it's nice to see going into Wednesday.
He's going to, in the next two games, maybe give George and Graham McCarter a go. Is that the idea to rotate the squad, or?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we just got to assess it every day. You know, I think the wicket will be different in the next game on Wednesday, so we've just got to arrive tomorrow at training looking to improve again as individuals and as a team, and you know, we just got to look at the team dynamic probably on Wednesday morning or tomorrow night. So you can't give too much away at this point, but you know, hopefully Grum can continue to bowl well in nets and, you know, push his name up the ladder.
And Scotland aren't going to be as bad as that again. Do you expect them to come back harder?
Well, listen, I expect Scotland to come back extremely hard. You know, a new coach in place, and Preston's a very very tough captain. You know, he won't be happy with that with his team's performance. You know, I expect them to come back a hell of a lot stronger Wednesday, so we've just got to be prepared to have a tougher game and you know, not to expect it to be as easy as it was today.
Maybe back to Ireland, six county players mustn't, but 7 wicket one, that just shows you there's a bit of depth there now.
Yeah, it is, and I think, you know, the last probably 18 months with the inclusion of the interprovincial cricket, you know, it is helping guys to kind of bridge the gap, you know, and you look around the team today, you've got, as I said, Craig Young and Andrew McBrien, Stewie Thompson, they're all coming through, you know, and the re-emergence of Andrew Poynter and Andrew Balburnie again. So you know, it's good to see that we have so many young guys and the depth is there, and it just makes it hard for the selectors to pick the team in the next couple of weeks.